Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Testing. Testing. I have a new mic. I'm not sure what is working tonight. However, we're going to start the program tonight. This is Keeping It Real with the Three Apostles. And it's Friday night, 6:30. And we are one tonight as opposed to three. And as we take our time for our discussion tonight, it may not be as lively as it normally is, unless we get people to call in. And hopefully they will. Apostle Miller, brother, is ill. She's comforting him. Apostle McIntosh, sisters, and she is comforting her. One thing that we take our jobs, our calling seriously. When we are called, we respond. It's not that we don't value our time on the radio. That's not it. It's that when people call, individuals call us, we respond the same way that Yeshua responded whenever they came for him. And however, if it was around the time that we were to be on the radio, we will evaluate that. And based on urgency of the call, we will determine whether or not we should be on the radio speaking that which the Holy Spirit has given us. So let us pray. Almighty everlasting creator, we come to you tonight saying thank you. We're giving you thanks. We're giving you praise. We know that around the earth there's all kinds of chaos, confusion. We also know there's people that is taking matter in their own hands. They're seeking revenge. No, we're not here to pass a judgment on anyone in a group. But that we are being scriptural about this. The Creator said vengeance was mine, and therefore we should temper our responses accordingly. It's not that we should let people run over us, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you for giving us the spirit of courage. And those who are listening, we trust that something is said here tonight will bring peace and comfort to them in their trial, that time of trials and tribulation, just as it brings to us. We're sitting here in America. We are not feeling or thinking. We are so protected. We are so cushioned that we can run and do whatever we want and come back. And we all remain safe. That is no longer the way. And that's why we come to you. We come to you seeking protection. We come to you seeking guidance. In the name of your beloved Son, we give you thanks at this time. Amen. I must confess, I don't know what it is, whether it's the weather or what, but I seem to be having problems occasionally with my voice, with speaking. It's like my voice goes and comes, but we are going to work our way through this. I want to just put something on you tonight to think about. I want you to just think about it for the next week. I want you to meditate and reflect on it. I heard something this week. No, I read it. It says, words don't speak. Words don't speak. And I pondered that for a while as I was driving down the road. Words don't speak. I said, now, we say that our faith comes from hearing the word. And the word comes from the Creator. For Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, Elohim created. Well, we know that from the word. The word doesn't speak or vocally, but somehow we have an understanding of the meaning behind the word. For example, we hear our politicians now. Politicians use all kinds of a little saying, and they, because they know what the people are hearing, we know what the people feel when they hear that. And especially in a time of a political year, we hear people say, we're going to make America great again. Well, different people hear different things. What I heard was, we're going to make America white again. Other people heard that the people of color are trying to take over. Now, I'm just repeating what I've heard people have stated that was around me, their feelings and what they heard. And we just look at the fruits. We look at their fruits, and we can validate most of that what by their action or reaction. And now I want us to think about it. So just think for a moment and ask yourself a question. What does words say to me? What do words say to me? Words do have a way of speaking. Words has a way of communicating. And depending on how that word is used, will determine what it is that we who are saying this, speaking these words, what we are intending for the listeners to hear. Not only what they are to hear, but as what how they are to respond to those words. And, you know, it is whenever I listen to what people say and I watch what people do or what the hearer does as a result of what people say. And as I listen to that and observe that, it leads me to the fact that words do speak, that whoever put that out there, I don't know whether they did it to get people to think, to challenge people, or what. And as we sit back, and just reflect on where we've been, how we got there. I know growing up in the South, words did speak. I could see a word written on a wall to a restroom. It says white only. It says colored. That gave me a message. One, it says, do not enter. The other one says you may enter. The other one says you may not enter, that if you do, there will be consequences. The other one says you may enter and you may do whatever it is that you need to do and you'll be relatively in peace. And words have meaning. Words speak. And not only do words have meaning, not only do they speak, symbols have meaning, symbols speak. I mean, it's no coincidence whenever people want to send messages, sometimes they don't even open their mouths. They do it in the form of symbols because they know that one that sees those symbols knows what that means. You know, I was riding down Interstate 85 on my way to Georgia in South Carolina. There's this humongous flag that's flopping in the wind. And it sends a message. I don't know whether it's supposed to frighten people or what. But it's a flag that represents white supremacy. It takes one back to the Confederate Revolution. It's amazing. And what it does then for me, it tells me that any merchant that's in that mile radius of that flag would not receive any of my money. And that's what it tells me. I don't get angry at the people. I just look at them and say they're foolish. They know not what they're doing. They don't know not what the consequences are. And not only that, whenever I see those symbols, whether it's a flag or some other symbol, that try to take one back to the Confederate Revolution, insurrection, I just smile and say thank you. Now I know who lives around here. I know how to respond to this situation that I'm driving through. Words don't speak, but they spoke. They got not necessarily the desired response from me. I was not fearful. However, I chose not to stop in a mile radius of that flag. And you know, it's amazing how I've heard discussion about that flag and how it touched some people. It touched them a little differently than it does me. Get back to in the beginning. Now, those words have meaning. It tells you, now that's the book of Genesis, it tells you, number one, that there was a beginning. And it caused me, my mind, to wonder, what did it look like in the beginning? What was there? And then as I kept reading, I saw that Elohim created, the Creator, the Most High, is responsible. He said, and whenever you read on, he said, look out over the deep. The spirit went out over the deep. Oh, spirit? That right there in itself, it moved it to another level. It moved it to a level that tells me that there's something greater than a human, that no human was capable of doing what it is that I'm reading about. It was a spirit. And then as I sat there and meditated and reflected on what would a spirit look like? What's the difference in a spirit and a human? I just had to think. The spirit went out over the deep. It was null and void. That's what the deep was. And as a result of that, life came from there. Words don't speak. Whenever the Creator said, let there be, and it was so, I want us to really sit back and separate ourselves from the world and begin to allow the Holy Spirit, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. The Holy Spirit can speak. Does it speak in audible voice? And I have to say that I have heard the Creator speak audibly. I know in my last church there in Baltimore, I was leaving out of the city, and I was lamenting on the fact that, well, I had a new church start, and it was given to a congregation, and they could not receive it. So some of the members went back to the building that they were grew up in, and they stayed there. And my thing was, I was lamenting all the fact that that was happening and the fact that people are going to say that I split the church. Oh, I was just going on and on. And on a voice said, why not you? I knew who that voice was. And I knew what that meant for me. It meant that who do I think I am? That I am too good to go through that type of situation or that type of ridicule. But you know, I was not ridiculed. And I smiled and went on and did what I was called to do there. There have been other times whenever I have had to stop. And there was something I was meditating over. And this was before cell phones. Really, back then it was a bag phone. And I didn't have one. And I stopped at a pay booth. And there was a track there that had the answer that I had been meditating over the situation and circumstances. And the answer was right there. I didn't classify that as being a coincidence. All I'm saying is words do. I may not speak in the sense that we think speaking should be, but they speak. They have a message. And the hearer knows what those words are saying and knows what they ought to do because they heard those words. I want you to really think about this because I used to struggle with the evangelical, white male evangelical movement and those who are bent on following immoral individual. And I'm immoral. I'm not judging people. I'm looking at their fruit. And based on what comes out of their heart is who they are. That's the scripture. That's the word. And as a result of that, I was wondering, how could that be? How could they be the way they are and profess to be who they claim to be? And they even elevated the person to the status of Yahshua. And they even developed a golden calf. Oh, I'm sorry, not a golden calf, a golden image. And when I first saw the golden image, that was the first thought that came to my mind, that the children of Israel out there in the desert, and they wound up, things wasn't going the way they wanted them to go, they created a golden calf. And words have meaning. Words speaks. Because we can tell what the meanings are by the reaction. Because when they hear those words, that certain feeling come about as a result of the words being spoken in their presence. It's really amazing how we use words in this society. This is one I grew up in. People in check to get people to do what we want them to do. It's just amazing. Now, normally, there's two other persons that we get into a discussion back and forth, but tonight that is not the case, and no one have called in tonight, where on other occasions people sometimes do call in and listen by telephone. And that because whenever you listen by a computer, a smartphone, just listening, we cannot see you. You cannot speak. You cannot get involved in the conversation. And we hope in the future that you will become more involved, because our program depends on interaction. We are not one that just sit and talk to ourselves. We don't want to talk at you. We want to speak to you and share. And we want to hear your response. And your response empowers us to know that we are about our Father's business. We know that we are speaking words of comfort. Tonight, what the Holy Spirit gave me is very simple. Listen. Listen. Listen with your listening ears. And you will hear things, may hear things differently. I know when I listen to what's going on now, the chatter, what I hear is different from other people, because the words that spoke to me had a different meaning and called me to a different level of action. My response is different. I can listen in the midst of all of this that's going on now, and I can be at comfort, be at peace, be at peace. So tonight, we're going to end now. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me, talkingdrums12@gmail.com. And somebody will respond. And we have begun to institute an evaluation piece for all our programs. And if you happen to see one of our evaluation, please fill it out and submit it. You will see it on our website is globalcoalitionministries.com. That is our new website. And if you look down, you see Crown Talking Drums. Click on it and read about it, and hopefully you begin to either like us by responding and letting us know that you like us, or if you don't like us, I'd rather know that too, because I know that that means there's something that I need to work on in order to be able to give you that sense of peace, joy, and faith. So now, till next week, I pray that the Creator will lead and guide you, and you allow the Creator to lead and guide you into all truths. And if something that was said, I've said, or any other blogger on this Crown Talking Drum radio network, just fill out the survey form and indicate, and we will see if we can't make the necessary improvements to the programming. Thank you for your listening at this time. And I pray that you will have a blessed night or morning. I know friends of ours are in Europe. They are 6 hours ahead of us. Friends are in West Africa. Again, 6 hours ahead of us. And sometimes they listen, people listen via their computer, listen to the program at another time that's more convenient for them. And I bid you shalom, shalom, shalom. That means peace, peace in all aspects of your living.